welcome and hopefully welcome again to another CheapWineFighter.com companion podcast. This is Domain Dave, like always. We write up three reviews on value-priced wines each week, and then we plug in our microphone and we talk about it a little bit more, give more impressions than just what's written on the page. And today we've got a Costco wine that's $7.49. It's been around, I think we did the 2018 vintage, and this one is the Kirkland Signature. Let's see, is it Tie Point or Tea Point? Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc 2022. I think it's Tea Point. Actually, I was kind of excited when I first saw the bottle, and I didn't actually, you know, pay too close attention to the bottle, the label, because Tea Point is a peninsula on the North Island, like, you know, North Central North Island near Auckland. That's not where the vineyards are. And I thought, oh, Tea Point, that's going to be for $7.49, we're going to get this kind of rare Sauvignon Blanc. And then I looked at the label and it said Marlborough on it, which is where almost all the value-priced Sauvignon Blanc comes from. Well, that's not a bad place. It's a really good area for Sauvignon Blanc, especially in a certain style that New Zealand is known for. I just thinking the other day, I was talking to somebody about it, because when New Zealand wines first hit the scene, it was Sauvignon Blanc and affordable but really good Pinot Noir. And they were about, you know, they were about neck and neck, because, you know, affordable, really good Pinot Noir is good. And then all of a sudden the Pinot Noir kind of like fell to the side and Sauvignon Blanc took over. And that's where we're at, still at today. So it's been like that for over a decade. So what is about this Costco wine? Turns out Tea Point is a family-owned winery that started up in Tea Point, or Tie Point, either one. But they've since have contracts with, you know, the top growers in all the different regions, and Marlborough too. So this isn't a vineyard. I mean, this is an estate vineyard, but they do choose who their growers are. So it's, you know, kind of a taste of Marlborough. They don't really talk about one section. There's different, you know, Marlborough is dotted with all these different bays, and the vineyards are usually along the bays up on the heights and the mountains and the craggy areas and the windblown areas. And so there, each area's got a little bit different effect on the grapes being grown and the wine being made. But here you're going to get a blend of what's going on with Marlborough. And what do you get? I'm going to take a sip, and I was pleasantly surprised for $7.49. The nose is that typical New Zealand nose. It's grassy and lemon and pineapple and tropical fruit. It's big and it's bold. But then I took a sip and it's kind of smooth and sleek and easy sipping. It's got some spice here, but it's not too grassy. It's got good flavors. The flavors are more of a stew, you know, a mixture of different things than flavors that stick out, because it can get spiky. And one of the things I always say about New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is it can be spiky. Certain things can stick out over the others, and sometimes that's really desirable, and sometimes it's really annoying. This one doesn't have that. Got melon and green apple, pear, peach, pineapple. Got a little salty thing. I'm not getting some. Usually, when they get salty, you get nutty too. It's anise, where they leave the dead yeast in with the wine, and whatever aging there is, it's in there. You stir it a little bit, and it accentuates the whole thing. Not just get the saltiness. I'm not getting any nutty flavors here. But it's kind of nice. It's got maybe a little bit of stone fruit, maybe some tangerine, but it doesn't stick out. Everything is kind of blended and seamless together. Easy sipping, which is a very nice thing for a $7.49 wine. I'm bringing that up because this is smooth, sleek, and tasty. Especially the lower end, you can get you know, spiky in a bad way. You can get a wine that's too grassy. It doesn't happen often, but it can happen. You can get, you get some odd flavors here that are a little bit out of whack with the other flavors. I mean, sometimes it's personal preference. But this one's just an easy wine. It just sips well, but it's got flavor. It's got a little personality. It's got lots of flavor. I'm going to take another sip because it's just one of those wines that makes you want to sip it. You know, it's, I'm not sure if you ever tried the Sauvignon Blanc of the Loire Valley. Everybody drinks the Sancerre, but the regular inexpensive stuff is killer. And it just tastes like sunshine in a bottle. And this has a little bit of that element. It's not Loire Valley Sauvignon Blanc, but it has that little happy, isn't it a happy, beautiful day kind of taste to it when you sip it. Which sip it is what I just did. So there you go. Kirkland Signature Tea or Tie Point Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc 2022. $7.49. You have very little expectations for it. And this is a good sipping wine. I guess you could have it with maybe Thai food or something because it would cool the heat. But this is just a wine that's easy to sip and it's nice and you can... It's getting a little cooler. It's below 50 in Chicago today for the first time since spring. And just when those wines sit around and have a drink. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, cheapwinebiter.com. I think I've got another Kirkland wine coming up, but until then, adios, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to everybody in a day or two. Adios, bye-bye.